It's the 2nd of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Clap for the Sacked protest outside Luton and Dunstable Hospital drew a crowd of 250 people. Organised by Sally Jacobs, the event highlighted the lack of choice in the government's mandatory vaccine policy for workers within the NHS. Last Monday, Sajid Javid, the Health Secretary, decided to scrap the decision due to NHS worker resistance. If the policy had gone forward, the NHS stood to lose as many as 70,000 health workers within a sector where shortages already exist. Regarding the announcement, Ms Jacobs, an NHS maternity nurse for 20 years, prepared to lose her job over the issue, commented, "It's like a weight off my shoulders. It's one little battle, but the war is not over." The Campaign to Protect Rural England wants to measure light pollution levels across the county. The charity would like Bedfordshire residents to count the stars they can see within the rectangle of the constellation Orion during this month, and then submit that data to the CPRE website. The Sue Gray report, which describes the Prime Minister's party attendance during the national lockdown, was addressed by two local MPs in Parliament. The MP for Bedford and Kempston, Mohamed Yazin, talked about the anger caused by the double standard. Mr Fuller, the MP for North East Bedfordshire, emphasised responsibility, imploring the Prime Minister to enact on the proposals listed in the report. The Prime Minister responded that steps were being taken to implement those recommendations. The Airlander, the world's longest aircraft at almost 100 metres, was created by Highbird Air Vehicles based in Bedford. The giant airship was born at one of the Cardington sheds and will now go into production in South Yorkshire. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.